Utah senators disagree on immigration reform, Utah charter schools are lagging behind the rest of the country, and Rocky Mountain Power says they aren't as dirty as you think. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Wednesday, June 26th. I'm Brian Grimmett. Utah Senator Orrin Hatch has said he will vote yes on a comprehensive immigration bill. Fellow Republican Senator Mike Lee continues to oppose the legislation. Meanwhile, evangelical leaders in Utah and around the country are adding their voices to those calling for reform. Congregations have sent letters to Utah's congressional delegation, letting them know that they are praying for them as they make important decisions about the nation's immigrants. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
Baptist pastor Greg Johnson of Lehi is a board member of the National Association of Evangelicals. He says the religious community has an important role in the immigration debate.
We should be engaged. It's important. I find that as a biblical conviction to honor the mandate, in my understanding of Old and New Testament scripture, to care for the widow and the orphan, to care for the stranger, to care for the immigrant. That's something that's deeply part of who I am as a Christian.
About 20 pastors from Utah have signed a letter to the state's congressional delegation calling for a compassionate approach to immigration policy that also honors the rule of law and border security. Johnson says not everyone in the evangelical community has the same views, but they generally agree that the current immigration system doesn't reflect a commitment to the values of human dignity and family unity.
Yes, there's a tremendous amount of diversity, but I think there are voices of leadership at the national level and at the local level that's saying it's not just an option to say, send everybody home. It's not a compassionate response. It's not a loving response. It's not a response that my faith allows me to take to just to be callous towards people that are here in this country that need to be given dignity and respect. So diversity, yes, but a growing number of voices that are really calling for reform.
Johnson says he and other evangelical leaders are praying that God gives Congress extra wisdom and strength as they work long hours, negotiate agreements, and make difficult decisions. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
Many students who are enrolled in charter schools across the nation are gaining on their traditional public school peers in some academic areas. But according to a new independent study out of Stanford University, Utah charter schools are lagging behind. KUER's Whitney Evans has the story.
In 2009, the Center for Research on Education Outcomes, or CREDO, examined charter schools in 16 states and found students performed poorer than their traditional public school counterparts in reading and math. The newest results, which include charter schools in 26 states and New York City, show students are surpassing their traditional public school peers in reading and pulling just about even in math. CREDO research manager Dev Davis says the study didn't dig deep enough to determine why charter schools are doing better, but says minority, low-income, disadvantaged, and special education students particularly are reaping the benefits.
I think it's important to note that there are markedly different learning gains across the 27 states. So I know your listeners are probably most interested in what's happening in Utah, but there are positive gains in some states and negative results in other states. So we know that differences in charter school policy have an effect on what the charter school performance is going to be.
According to the study, charter school students in Utah have lower learning gains than their traditional public school peers. Davis says those students lose an average of 7 days in reading compared to their traditional public school peers and about 43 days in math. Chris Blake is president of the Utah Association of Charter Schools. He points out that charter school success rates range within Utah as well.
At the end of the day, a big part of how I think we should be judging a school's success is the demand of student attendance. If kids are desiring to get into that school and can't, we should be looking at what that school is doing and replicating it.
Utah was not included in the 2009 study. Davis says it's unclear whether Utah charter schools have made gains in the past 4 years. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
Environmentalists are applauding President Obama's proposals to limit greenhouse gas emissions by executive action. But Rocky Mountain Power says one group's criticism ignores what it's been doing for years. Heal Utah hailed the president's speech as a welcome day for all Americans, then launched immediately into an attack on Utah's biggest electric utility, Rocky Mountain Power. Matt Pacenza of Heal Utah says the power company hasn't been doing enough to move away from coal-generated power.
As folks know, in Utah, we are as dependent upon dirty coal as virtually any part of the country. And unfortunately, our utility, Rocky Mountain Power, has shown very little interest in embracing wind and solar and geothermal.
Maria O'Mara with Rocky Mountain Power challenges that. She points to the recent expansion of the company's Blundell geothermal plant, its net metering program for solar power installations, and its investment in wind power.
Rocky Mountain Power, as part of PacifiCorp, is a wind investment leader in the West, with a total of 1,400 megawatts of wind resources in the company's service territory, much of that brought online in the last 10 years.
Rocky Mountain Power let the Edison Electric Institute, an industry trade group, respond directly to the president's proposals. Edison's statement says industry wants to ensure that new regulations have achievable deadlines and minimize costs to consumers.
Searchers in Kane County have recovered the body of a third woman who died after a boat flipped over last week on Lake Powell. Sheriff's deputies say the body of 22-year-old Jessica Jackman was found in about 400 feet of water around noon yesterday. She was one of 13 people aboard a motorboat driven by her father when it crashed into a houseboat on Thursday morning. The University of Utah is joining in the fourth phase of the Sloan Digital Sky Survey. That's a six-year international project to study the Milky Way and chart a million additional galaxies. The university is using a $350,000 grant from the Willard L. Eccles Charitable Foundation and a $350,000 matching grant from the university. School officials say their previous work with the project helped raise the profile of the university's astronomy program. And finally, Salt Lake City firefighters rescued an iguana from a tree yesterday. It had climbed out the window of a fifth-floor apartment and found its way into a tree. It took firefighters less than an hour to reach the lizard and bring him back to his owner. Firefighter Jason Assay says it didn't bite or scratch, unlike some animals who've been rescued in the past. And that is your KUER News Pod for Wednesday, June 26th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, visit us online at KUER.org or follow us on Twitter at KUER News. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.